Maybe I'll actually speak back to the point of MIGA. Actually, I was referring to our report and including analysis of MIGA and the Bern Union. Bern Union is the oldest network of all the export credit agencies, right? So we'll launch that report next month. You will see a detailed analysis of what is going on with this political risk insurance. So we look at its really coverage, cost, and efficiency and effectiveness. So it's really revealing from the finding, but I can already say so now is that a lot of effort is needed to do more, actually. I think the MIGA also needs a push to actually go into the riskier markets where they consider, right? So, and then also the cost of this product is still quite high. How do we really make it more affordable for the so-called risky markets, right? For the frontier markets can also benefit from these products. I mean, so I agree with you, there's really a lot of work MIGA can do, and also the whole the Bern Union. Actually, the Bern Union president appreciated this report. They opened up their database for UN. They never done that before, but now this time they are really collaborating with us to see how we can also drive change in this industry. So we will also bring this discussion in FFD. And then other comments on is subnational lending. Actually, we have not discussed a critical issue is local currency lending, right? So how do we reduce the cost of capital? This is the big discussion. And then in this year's G20, South Africa is the chair, and they have already put together a commission to study cost of capital in addition to all the working group. So this will be an important topic to look at the borrowing cost and the cost of capital and all these, how we can really collectively collaborate to drive this agenda forward. And again, another topic we discussed is on top priority of South Africa as chair of the G20 this year is really to revive investment to Africa, building on 2016 Germany's presidency on the compact with Africa, right? So since that time, really not much investment has really gone to Africa. Constantly less than 5%. It's usually around 3% on an average basis. So, but they have the critical mineral. They have all these natural resources. They have the youngest population. Let's not forget the age, young age of the population on the continent. They have a lot of assets. But how do we see the bucket half full or half empty? So there are a lot of those policies, and we need to really advance as international community, and then leverage private finance. But really, the de-risking and then building a conducive environment, the right incentives. We also debated end of last year at OECD with the OECD investment community meeting to see is industrial policy back, right? So what type of industry policy incentives we should advise country to put in place and not eroding the tax, right? So because constantly governments give a lot of tax free incentives, right? But it's really not helping them, and they are competing on the same dimension in terms of attracting private investment by compromising the public revenue. So what type of right incentives they need to put in place, right, to strengthen their to build a better environment for business and investment. These are the issues we need to do more. Thank you.